Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we're discussing a topic generating attention far beyond celebrity headlines. While Taylor Swift may be in her lover era, reports surrounding her marriage to Travis Kelce have sparked conversations about something a little less romantic, but incredibly important, prenuptial agreements. Although their financial circumstances are extraordinary, the legal issues involved are increasingly relevant for everyday couples as well. So Taylor Swift has built a massive music catalog and brand empire over the course of her career. And, you know, for those of you who know, I am a huge Swiftie, very big fan of hers. And I appreciate what not only what she's accomplished, but I think it's great that she's getting married. But I also think that as a smart businesswoman who has worked tirelessly to achieve her wealth, she needs to protect it. Now, many clients will ask me, how can a prenuptial agreement protect intellectual property, royalties, and future earnings from creative works created before marriage? So you are essentially creating a contract between the two of you. And what that contract does, just as if you were in business together, it determines who will receive what, and you know, the things that you bring into the marriage will remain still your own. And things such as, let's just talk about her masters, because obviously that was a huge deal that her buying them back, things like that. Now, the value, there's one, the value in the music, but then the royalties that those earn, even though it's premarital, they now may get earned during the marriage more on those. That, without a prenup, could subject it to some type of marital division, not in the property in itself, but the income that is generated. And so that is just one reason in and of itself to address it. I think another big issue, particularly for Taylor and Travis, is they both live in multiple places. They have homes in multiple states. She owns multiple homes across the country, and certainly Kelce has built his own real estate portfolio. Now, one question people don't ask enough is, how can a prenup help couples determine whether property acquired before marriage remains separate property throughout the relationship? Well, it just does, because that's what you decide it'll do. A big thing, though, that needs to be determined is, in the event we dissolve this marriage, what state is going to control? That, to me, is even more important than all the homes, because that is where you will file for divorce and have the laws of that state, but then also have your prenuptial agreement interpreted. With so many homes and probably different states for each of them that are their domicile, their residence, that is one thing that I think would be very important to have determined in their prenup. Now, prenuptial agreements are becoming increasingly common among millennials and Gen Z, with many younger adults viewing them as practical planning tools rather than a sign of mistrust. You may be wondering, why has public perception of prenuptial agreements changed over the years, and what benefits do they offer couples entering marriage? I've said this multiple times, so if you have listened to the show before, you've heard me say, it opens the door to some conversations that I think are imperative in a marriage, and that is of money. And how are we going to handle money, and what are we going to do with our money if we split? And really, the bigger question is, what are we going to do with our money, and how are we going to treat it while we are married? That is a great opportunity in a prenuptial agreement to have those conversations. Kelce come from families that experienced divorce, a factor that attorneys say often motivates couples to address financial issues proactively. People often wonder, how can growing up in a divorced family influence a person's approach to financial planning and asset protection in marriage? Well, it can have a profound effect. If you witness your father leaving your mother with nothing and, you know, really then going on and living a lavish lifestyle where she had to struggle, it's going to impact you and how you view, hey, what's mine is going to stay mine, and I want to make sure I'm protected in the event of a divorce. So I think that everybody comes into marriage with their own set of beliefs and, of course, their own money story, things that they grew up with. It's really important to have those conversations. It then could probably prevent a divorce down the road. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who are considering marriage or wondering whether a prenuptial agreement might be right for them. While celebrity relationships often make headlines, the legal lessons can apply to couples from all walks of life, For more information on protecting your financial future before and during marriage, go back and listen to episode 125, Money Matters in Marriage, Navigating Financial Compatibility and Divorce Realities with Nikki Tucker. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.